الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama-i-kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. In a famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which every one of us will be familiar with, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam equated, gave an example or parable of deen-i-Islam with an edifice or a structure, which is based on five fundamental pillars. The hadith I'm referring to, Bunya al-Islamu ala khams, he said the foundation of Islam is five things. The shahadat of la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, establishment of salah, paying of zakat, fasting in the month of Ramadan, and hajj. However, whilst this is a very famous hadith, and known by almost every Muslim, the implication or import of this hadith to a very large extent is misunderstood. Many of us have this concept or idea that these five things is what constitutes deen-e-Islam. Taqwa, piety, the height of Islam, being a good Muslim, is a person who has incorporated these five things in his life. However, even someone who has minimal understanding of the Arabic language, if you look at the words of the hadith, Buniya al-Islam, Bunya means the starting point. It means the foundation. This hadith does not mean that these five things is the sum total of Islam. This is where Islam starts. In order to be considered a Muslim, these five things have to be there. What is the height of Islam? What is the pinnacle of Islam? Like those involved in building construction, you ask somebody, "Bhai, to put up the outer walls or to put the foundation?" He'll tell you that's the easiest thing. That's the most basic thing. If it cost you R1 million to put up your foundations and your outer walls, to complete that building, to make it habitable, to make it beautiful, to make it attractive, to make it such that someone wants to live in that building, will cost you sometimes double or triple what it costs you to put the foundation or the outer walls. It may cost you R1 million to put the outer walls, it'll cost you another R2-3 million to complete that building. Islam starts with these five things. What is the culmination of Islam? What is the perfection of Islam? What is it that is going to attract others towards Islam? What is going to make deen-e-Islam such that the rest of humanity will aspire to come towards Islam? One hadith it is mentioned, Allah Ta'ala says, Yabna Adam, kam tatazayyanu linnas, that, oh people, how much effort you make to make yourself beautiful for others. My dressing must be right, my appearance must be right, my house must be right, my car must be right. When it comes to my clothing, there mustn't be one wrinkle, one blemish also. Kam tatazayyanu linnas. How beautiful you are trying to make yourself, acceptable you are trying to make yourself for others. Fahal tazayyanta li ajli. Allah asks, have you made yourself beautiful for me? Are you such that in the eyes of Allah you are beautiful? Are you such that in the eyes of Allah you are attractive? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allaha istakhlasa hadha ad-din li nafsihi." Allah Ta'ala has chosen deen-e-Islam for himself. This is that which Allah loves, this deen-e-Islam. "Wala yasluhu li deenikum illa as-sakha wa husn al-khuluq. Ala fazayyinu deenakum bihima," aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, deen-e-Islam can never be complete. Deen-e-Islam can never be that which Allah wants. Unless this Muslim incorporates within himself, what? As-sakha, generosity. Wa husnul khuluq, akhlaq and character. So what does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Ala fazayyinu deenakum bihima. Make your deen Islam beautiful. Make yourself attractive to Allah. Beautify yourself, perfect yourself. Make this deen attractive to humanity. How? By incorporating these qualities, generosity and the akhlaq of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam starts with the shahadat of la ilaha illallah. It starts with salah. It starts with zakat. It starts with fasting. It starts with hajj. Islam does not complete with that. Islam does not reach its pinnacle or height with that. Today we think if someone is 5 times a day in the masjid, or he fasts in the month of Ramadan, or he has made hajj upon hajj, umrah upon umrah, we feel that such a person is a dindar person. Such a person is a good Muslim. Such a person is a pious Muslim. My respected brothers, Islam starts with that. In the eyes of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is not the pinnacle of Islam. If you want to be beautiful in Allah's eyes, if you want the heights of Jannah, then where? What is the culmination? What is the height? What is the perfection? We have to look at another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Bu'ithtu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq. Or kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Allah has sent me li'utammim. First hadith, bunya, starting point. This hadith, itmam, li'utammim, culmination, perfection, completion. What is the completion? What is the culmination? What is the perfection of deen Islam? What will make this deen attractive to the people, to the 80% of the population of this world? Not your salah, not your zakat, not your hajj, they are not even exposed to that. Makarim-e-akhlaq. He said, Allah has sent me to perfect this deen with akhlaq and with character. Huququllah is one part of Shariat. The rights of Allah. The height of that is salah. But that is only one part of Shariat. What is the other part? Huququl ibad. The rights of the fellow human being. Our interaction with humanity. The height of salah. The height of huququllah is salah. What is the height of huququl ibad? Akhlaq and character. And the fact of the matter, if you look in Quran and Hadith, the emphasis that has been placed on huququl ibad is more than a huququllah. Allah's zat is ghani. Allah is independent. If you do not fulfill His right, the doors of Allah's mercy are open. Person makes tawbah, Allah accepts his tawbah. If you look at huququllah, you look at salah 5 times a day only. Fasting once a year for 1 month. That too if you are not sick. Zakat only if you are wealthy. Hajj only if you are wealthy. If you are poor, you don't have to make hajj. And if you are sick, you don't have to make hajj. You are exempted. Huququllah are very limited. But when it comes to huququl ibad, interaction with our fellow human being, just one verse of the Quran, I always give this example. And like this in the Quran, there are many examples. This is just for us to get an understanding. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Allah has made this khatmi faisla, indelible decision, that you will make ibadat and worship only one Allah. Huququllah, ibadat only for Allah. In the same verses, huququl ibad, the rights of the parents. One command, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. One command for Allah's haq. What about the haq of the parents? وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. One, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. Two, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Three, وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Four, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Five, وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Six, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. 7. رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ. 8. إِن تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ. 9. فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. 10. One command for huququllah. 10 commands for huququl ibad, for the rights of the parents. And like this, there are many examples in Quran. Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who is a Sahabi? By the qasam of my Allah, if the entire populace of this world have to become Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani's, all of them put together are not equal to the dust on the shoe of a Sahabi. Al-Qamar radiallahu anhu, youngster, He's in sakarat. What is happening? He can't recite kalima. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sent. What is the first question? Did he commit zina? Is he involved in gambling? Does he not make his salah? No, nothing like that was asked. Al-Qama cannot recite kalima. What is the first question? Are any of his parents alive? Are any of his parents alive? The answer is given, yes, his mother is alive. Sends for the mother. Amma Jaan, how is your relationship with your son? She says, my son is very muttaqi. Tahajjud guzar, rozedar, always in ibadat. How is his relationship with you? Ya Rasulullah, I am very upset with him. Why are you upset with him? He speaks very harshly to me. What we say in Urdu, zuban ke tez hai. He speaks harshly, he has hurt me. Allah's Rasulullah says, forgive him. She says, Ya Rasulullah, I'm not prepared to forgive him. The dukh, this dil, this heart, poets equate the heart of a human being with glass. In poetic language, the heart is equated with glass. Why? Because when you break glass, you can use glue or use whatever you want to piece it together. It will never become like the original. There'll always be some dag. There'll always be some blemish. There'll always be some crack. When you break the heart of someone, you can ask Maafi 100 times. That dukh and that pain and that hurt remains. A mother, and what she is saying, I cannot make him maaf. Allah's Rasul orders, firewood should be gathered. Ya Rasulullah, what are you going to do? I'm going to burn him. After all, it was a mother. How can you burn my son? Allah's Rasul says to her, if you do not forgive him, then he is going to enter the fire of Allah. That is nothing compared to this fire. I will have to burn him. Kalima is not coming out. When she sees this, then she says, Ya Rasulullah, I am prepared to forgive him. I am prepared to forgive him. Allah's Rasul says, make me a witness. Allahumma inni ushiduka wa ushidu rasulaka anni an ibni radin. Oh Allah, I make you a witness. And I make your Rasul a witness, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I am happy with my son. No sooner she says this, Al-Qamar recites the shahadat, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he passes away. And what does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi la yantafi'u Al-Qamar bi salatihi, wala bi siyamihi, wala bi sadaqatihi, ma damat anhu sakhita. He says, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, neither was Al-Qamar salah or zakat or hajj or any amal, any of his ibadat, accepted by Allah as long as his mother was angry with him. Hukukul ibad, the emphasis that our Shariat has placed on the rights of one's parents, on the rights of one's wife, on the rights of one's children. Let us understand, my respected brothers, the thermometer, the gauge to test. I am Ashiq-e Rasool. I love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Main fida hu Rasool-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke upar. This nazam, that naat, that sira jaz lalsa, that is not the thermometer of ishq of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We desire him. Who does he desire? Who does he desire? Inna min ahsanikum ilayya. Inna min ahabbikum ilayya. وَأَقْرَبَكُمْ مِنِّي مَجْلِسًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, amongst you the most beloved to me and the closest ones to me on the day of judgment are who? أَخَاسِنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا, are those of you who have the best akhlaq and character. He didn't say tahajjud guzar. He didn't say rozedar. He said, you want to be close to me? You want to be beloved to me? Then adorn yourself with the akhlaq and character of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hind bin Abi Hala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi, he is asked to describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does he describe? He says, kana daim al fikra mutawasil al ahzan. He said, my Nabi was always in fikr. My Nabi was always in gham. My Nabi was always worried. Same question. Same question is put to Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu anha. Describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is her response? Hind bin Abi Hala, full of worry, full of gham. What is Aisha's response? The Hakan, Basaman, always smiling, always happy, always approachable. Two completely contrary descriptions. Why? Because Hind bin Abi Hala saw Rasulullah ﷺ in the masjid. In the masjid he was full of gham. In the masjid he was full of worry. Aisha radiallahu anha, where did she see him? In the house. In the house, the Hakan, Basaman. One sahabi asked her, O mother of the believers, tell me, مَا كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَصْنَعُ إِذَا دَخَلَ بَيْتَهُ. What would Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم do in his house? Ask the Ashik Rasul of today, go to his wife, ask him, what is he doing in his house? Outside the public, in the public, he's a hero. And in his house, he's a zero. When that scantily clad girl walks into his shop, then you'll see akhlaq. Then you'll see character. How he'll smile, how sweetly he'll talk. Behind one bus was written a statement. Behind one bus was written a statement. Purchase a heart. Purchase a heart. And underneath, what is the price? A sweet utterance. Like we say in Urdu, Zuban ke meethi bol. In the shop, in the business, in the marketplace, with that woman that he's not even supposed to be looking at, he'll be aping at her. And speaking very sweetly. And the same hero of the public, when he walks in his house, no salam also. When he walks in his house, no smile also. When he walks into his house, zero appreciation. What he sees, he only sees faults. He only sees shortcomings. And his eyes are roving elsewhere. We haven't understood what is the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my mother, what would my Nabi do in the house? What is the first response? Kana fi mihnati ahlihi. He would be in the service of his family members. Yafli thawbahu, yuqitu thawbahu, yahlubu shatahu. He would sew his own clothes. He would sweep the house. He would milk the animal. Aisha radiallahu anha had difficulty. She was young. She didn't know how to prepare the dough. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself would prepare the dough and give it to her to make the roti. He would take food, make it into luqma, into morsels, and put it in the mouth of Aisha radiallahu anha. One of our elders, he says, one person came to him one day, complaining. He says, my wife and I always fighting all the time. Always problems, no sukh. No peace in the house. So what he asked him, he said, have you ever taken, إِنَّكَ لَن تُنْفِقَ نَفَقَةً تَبْتَغِي بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا أُجِرْتَ بِهَا حَتَّى مَا تَضَعُ فِي فَمِ زَوْجَتِهِ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. What did my Nabi say? Whenever you will give sadaqah, whenever you give charity, take 1 10 rand, 1 20 rand, place it in the hand of the beggar, build one masjid, spend a couple of million, whatever you spend in the way of Allah, Allah will reward you. But what is the special charity that my Nabi mentioned? He said that luqma of food that you take and put into the mouth of your wife, Allah will reward you on that also. So he said, have you ever taken a luqma of food and placed it in the mouth of your wife? He said, no, I never did that. So he said, next time you go home now, go and do that. Next day, this one of our elders, he phoned this person, it was his friend. He asked him, did you practice on what I told you? He says, Mauli sahab, mujhe sharam aate hai. It embarrasses me. Very hard for me to do that. So he says, to shout and bark like an animal at your wife, that doesn't embarrass you. Allah's Rasulullah said, there is no khair in that ummati of mine who raises his wife against his family. He raises his hand against his family. There is no khair in him. He said, to bark at her, you are not fine. You're not getting embarrassed. This you are getting embarrassed. Go and do it now. I'm phoning you back in half an hour to ask you. Half an hour later, he phones him back. Did you do what I told you? He said, yes, I did it. What happened? He said, moment I took the luqma and I put it in her mouth, she got a shock. She was stunned. She was speechless. Then she told me, this is not from you. Somebody told you to do this. You could never have done this on your own. So he says, yes, so and so told me. He said, she told him, spend more time with him. Spend more time with him. What was the akhlaq of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his home? One of the greatest usools and principles of akhlaq and character is what we call in Urdu, in Arabic is hilm, in Urdu is bardash, to be tolerant. Unfortunately today this tolerance has come out of the ummah. We are not prepared to tolerate anything. Slightest mishap, slightest thing is not right, slightest wrong thing is spoken straight away. We start barking, start swearing, start insulting, whether it's our staff, whether it's our children, whether it's our wives. Where is the akhlaq of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is said a diamond, how does it become a diamond? Originally it's a piece of coal, a piece of wood. It makes bardash, it tolerates tons and tons, millions and millions and millions of tons of earth on it. For centuries it tolerates it. And then eventually, Allah puts that special light in it and it becomes a diamond. Famous diamond, Kohinoor. 794 carat, one diamond, Kohinoor. The history of it, Alauddin Khilji in 1294 was a Muslim king. He conquered Andhra Pradesh in India. When he conquered the area from a Persian king, when he entered the treasury, the moment he opened the door, he saw this huge diamond. He gasped in astonishment and he said, Kohinoor. Kohinoor means mountain of light. In 1850, the English usurped it. Now today you'll find it in London in the museum, in the crown jewels, part of the crown of Queen Victoria. How did the Kohinoor become a diamond? Where did the light come from? It didn't say that I'm a piece of wood, how much must I tolerate? How much must I tolerate? Like today we say in Urdu, hum bhi to hai, I am somebody also. How much am I supposed to tolerate? How can she speak to me like that? How can she do like that? I am somebody, I have my rights. What is Quran telling us? Wasbir ala ma yaqulun. Tolerate, bardash. Then Allah will put that noor. Then you will become a diamond. Then you will become the beloved of Allah. Leave this Kohinoor, is a small diamond. The tiniest diamond of Jannat. The tiniest diamond of Jannat. If it is brought into this earth and placed on the ground, the whole universe will light up. Allah will give you the diamonds of Jannat. What was the bardash? What was the tolerance of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was his sabak? What was his ta'lim? The last of his wives, Maymuna radiallahu anha. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her in the 5th year of Hijrah. He goes out one night. When he returns, she woke up, she found him absent. What does she do? She thinks momentarily that he's gone to one of his other wives. She gets upset. So she locks the door. Imagine that personality which the Quran does not get tired of praising. That personality who every limb of his body Allah takes qasam upon. That personality who is the pride of Allah's creation. That personality whom Allah has made Jannat, 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 haram upon any Nabi until he does not enter Jannat. Late at night in Medina, he is knocking at the door and his wife is not opening. What wrong did he do? He went to relieve himself. Open the door, she refuses. Ya amat Allah, ya Allah ke bandi, O slave of Allah, inni haqinun. I went to relieve myself. I didn't do any wrong. She makes him stand and wait outside the door. Finally, it enters her mind that this is a Nabi of Allah. He will not make khianat. Realizing her mistake, she rushes, she opens the door. Turn the clock front 14 centuries and imagine what the reaction will be. Imagine what the reaction of this Ashik-e Rasul will be. What language he will use. What his demeanor will be. What the vulgarity will be. And what is the reaction of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He smiles. Not one word. Not one complaint. Why you did this? Why didn't you do this? Nothing! Teaching this ummah what is akhlaq. One Jewish scholar, Zaid bin Sona, He says, one day I was walking in Medina. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was with Ali bin Abi Talib. One person came running. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have a problem. What is the problem? He says, I gave da'wah to my people to accept Islam. And I told them, if you accept Islam, barakat will come, blessing will come. Allah will give you plentiful in this world. They accepted Islam, and what has happened? Drought has come upon my people. Animals are dying, crops are not growing. They are in hunger. Ya Rasulullah, it was lalaj of dunya that made them accept Islam. I fear now that because of lalaj, they will leave Islam. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turns to Ali bin Abi Talib. Is there anything in the Baytul Mal? He says, no. Zayd bin Sona walks up. He says, I have overheard this conversation. I am prepared to advance you. For our understanding, example, 80 tons of dates. Pay me 20 miskal, 20 coins of gold in 3 months' time. The deal is done. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam takes the dates, gives it to this person, says, go and spend it amongst your people, protect the Islam. He goes away happily. Before the 3 months can pass, few days before, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has just performed a janaza salah. He's standing outside Baqi, surrounded by who? Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, radiyallahu anhum, other sahaba. Zayd bin Sona, total stranger to them, walks up with arrogance. He grabs hold of the collar of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, pulls it. And he says, O son of Abdul Muttalib, it appears just like your father and your grandfather did other people down, were liars, were thieves, were rogues. It appears that you have turned out to be the same. Zayd bin Sona says, I just took one sideways glance at Umar. He says his eyes were going around his face. He was boiling with anger. Hand was already on the sword. Ya adu wa nafsik, O enemy of yourself. If you were not in the presence of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by now your head would already have been separate from your body. How dare you speak to the Nabi of Allah like this? That is the reaction of Umar. Zayd bin Sona himself, who is narrating this incident, what is the reaction of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He says, "Kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi ta'uda wa sukuna." He says, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was unperturbed. He was smiling. Unaffected by such insults, surrounded by his own sahaba. What does he do? He turns to Umar. "Ana wa huwa kunna ahwaju ila ghayri hadha minka ya Umar." تأمرني بحسن الأداء وتأمره بحسن التقاضي. Umar, if you wanted to be a benefit to me, what you are doing now is of no benefit to me. What you should have done was encourage me to pay my debts on time. Most you could have done with him, instead of threatening him, was to request him to ask for his payment in a good manner. Then he instructs Umar, take him to the Baytul Mal. Give him the 20 miskal and give him 20% more. What is the 20% more? In lieu of the fact that you threatened him. Umar takes Zayd bin Sona, he goes to the Baytul Mal, gives him what is due, gives him 20% more. Zayd bin Sona says, what is this extra for? He says, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has commanded me to give you this extra because I threatened you. He says, do you know who I am? Umar says, I don't know. He says, I am Zayd bin Sona. When Umar hears this, he's shocked. He says, Hibrul Yahud, the scholar of the Jews. He says, yes. He says, it doesn't behove a scholar to have spoken or behaved like you did. What motivated you to do this? He says, Umar, innahu lam yabqa min alamatin nubuwati shay illa wa qad araftuha fi wajhi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hina nadartu ilay illa thnatain lam ukhbirhuma. He says, Umar, in the scriptures revealed to Musa alayhi salam that were with me, there is a description of the final Nabi by the Qasam of Allah. Letter to letter, word to word, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam fitted that description perfectly. But there were two things that you could not be seen, had to be tested. What are the two things? Mentioned in the scriptures of the past, Allah says, what is the akhlaq of my Nabi? يَسْبِقُ حِلْمُهُ جَهْلَهُ. يَسْبِقُ حِلْمُهُ جَهْلَهُ يَسْبِقُ حِلْمُهُ جَهْلَهُ. He said, Allah says, the tolerance, the bardasht of my Nabi will be more than any anger that is exhibited towards him. First quality. Second quality, وَلَا تَزِيدُهُ شِدَّةُ الْجَهْلِ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا حِلْمًا. The more intolerant, the more ignorant, the more demanding you become with him, the more tolerant he will become with you. This is akhlaq, this is character, this is what melted the hearts of humanity. Zayd bin Sawana says, this I couldn't see, I had to test it. Now Umar, I am making you a witness. Raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya, wa anna shatra mali sadaqatan lil muslimin. I am happy with Allah as my Rabb, Islam as my religion, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my Nabi. And Umar, I make you a witness that half my wealth I give it in sadaqah to the Muslims. Bardash is a great usul and principle of deen. Today our homes are on fire. Turn in every direction. There is no sukh. There is no peace. Husband is fighting with wife. Wife is fighting with husband. Children have no peace in the home. Talaq, talaq, talaq. We are shouting, looking this way, looking that way. Understand, my respected brothers, it is not our salah. It is not our piety. It is not our wealth that is going to bring happiness in the home. Happiness in the home will only come through one thing and one thing only, and that is the akhlaq of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to learn to tolerate. We have to learn to overlook. We have to learn to forgive. Then that diamond becomes a diamond when it makes bardash. I will terminate on one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amongst the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the Nabis that was tested greatly was Ayyub alayhi salam. 18 years of sickness, such a sickness that the people ostracized him. He was in the jungle alone. Only his wife made his khidmat. The pieces of flesh of his body would fall off. 18 years he suffered. Not one word of complaint. Bardash upon bardash upon bardash. When he became well, one day somebody asked him that, oh Ayyub, do you remember the days of your illness? Allah restored everything back to him. Ayyub, do you remember the days of your illness? He says, the days of my illness were better than these days of my health. They asked him, how come? They were surprised. He said, when I was sick every day, my Allah would ask me directly, Ayyub, how are you feeling today? Ayyub, how are you feeling today? He says that in that statement, in that question from my Allah, such ecstasy I would experience that nothing in my health can match it. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ayyuma rajulin sabara ala su'i khuluqi imratihi a'taahu Allahu min al-ajr mithla ma a'ta Ayyub alayhi salam ala bala'ihi. Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recipe for happiness in the home, recipe for jannat. Recipe not just for Jannah, for the highest Jannah. What did Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? He said, that husband of my ummat who will tolerate the harsh utterances, the bad akhlaq and character, the things that he doesn't like from his wife, he will make bardash. He will tolerate. He will not complain. He will not say, how much am I supposed to put up with? How much am I supposed to take? Hum bhi to hai, I am also someone. He will make sabr, and then sabr, and then sabr. What does Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Allah will reward him like he rewarded Ayyub Alayhi Salaam. Allah will reward him like he rewarded Ayyub Alayhi Salaam over that 18 years of bimari. This is that akhlaq, this is that character, my respected brothers, that if this ummah will incorporate within itself, our homes will become a jannat, and the disbelievers of this world, like on a hot day, someone is eating ice cream. Just by looking at him, water, muh mein pani aa jate, the water comes in the mouth. You start salivating just by looking at him. By the qasam of my Allah, by the qasam of my Allah, by the qasam of my Allah, if this ummah will incorporate even an iota of that akhlaq and character, the kafir of today, when he looks at this Muslim, water will come into his mouth to enter into Islam. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa khidr.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.